item number 10 from Corporation Counsel and the Register of Deeds requesting authorization to file litigation to recover unpaid real estate transfer fees from the Federal National Mortgage Association and the Federal Home Loan Mortgage Corporation, and further requests authorization to enter into a contract with Hanson, Ridier, Dickinson, Kruger, and Reynolds, LLC, to represent the interests of Milwaukee County. This item is also before the Committee on Finance, Personnel, and Audit.
All right, we have with us our Register of Deeds, Mr. John LaFave. What a tie there, Mr. LaFave.
Flag Day.
Wow, yep. Yeah, Flag Day, that's right, thank you. And your guests.
Good morning, Mr. Chairman, members of the committee. My name is Tim Hanson, an owner and principal of Hanson, Ridier, Dickinson, Krieger. With me is Aaron Dickinson, a partner and also a member of that firm.
Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you for being here, and thanks for your patience.
It was quite interesting.
I don't know if we need a whole lot of discussion. Supervisor Johnson.
Mr. Chairman, I move approval of item number 10.
Supervisor Weishaupt.
Could we get at least some there? Because actually this it is a huge issue and a national issue, and I would just like to get a greater than a snapshot.
Mr. LaFave, or who would like to?
I would like to comment that this just came to my awareness just a couple of months ago. And we had a district meeting of about 10 Register of Deeds, southeastern Wisconsin. And I was contacted by a Wisconsin attorney who had an association with a Florida law firm, wanted to meet with me to discuss this issue of recouping unpaid transfer fees that Fannie Mae should have been paying. And when he learned that we had 10 registers meeting, the Florida attorney flew up on short notice and met with us for an hour. He gave a very good presentation. What he was doing is seeking to have a class action lawsuit nationwide, already filed it in court in Georgia. And then, unbeknownst to me, local attorneys here had contacted Corporation Counsel. So in my contact in Corporation Counsel about the whole issue, met with this law firm, and they have an association with the attorney in Michigan who is successful in representing a couple of counties there in federal court. Federal court ruled, yes, they do need to pay those fees. And so now it's our intent. We would like to move forward with this in Wisconsin. Transfer fee is paid when a property is sold. Governmental agencies are exempt. Fannie Mae has continued to claim that exemption for decades, even though they're a private corporation. Register of Deeds follows the State Department of Revenue's guidance, and if they claim that exemption, we're not to question it. But the Department of Revenue is not the final authority on this. What they have to say is an opinion. It will be a federal judge who would make the ultimate opinion here. The fiscal note to the resolution mentions $100,000. That was off the top of my head. This week I had a staffer spend two solid days analyzing documents in our system for 2 months. What we would be recouping here is, I guess the statute of limitations goes back 6 years. So analyzing 2 months of documents, my estimate now is that Milwaukee County's share of transfer fees that were unpaid by Fannie Mae would be at a minimum $180,000, likely more. With that, I'll let others make comments.
Our two guests, I don't know if you wanted to add anything.
Well, we're happy to get into more detail of the merits of the case, although I think Mr. Grady may have already had a comment to make that might short some of that out.
Attorney Grady?
Mr. Chairman, the memo explains that, as Mr. LaFave indicated, several approaches have been made to either he or our office to pursue this. Our office believes that using a local firm and pursuing this within the state of Wisconsin is a better legal strategy. It's better for Milwaukee County in a number of ways than trying to join a national class action in Georgia, which we're not confident will even go through. And so you really have two decisions in front of you. One is pursuant to the ordinance, authorizing the filing of a lawsuit on behalf of Milwaukee County, which Register of Deeds, Lefebvre, and our office are recommending to you. Secondly, who's going to represent Milwaukee County in that lawsuit? We are recommending the Hanson, Reeder, et cetera firm, who is a local firm essentially created from members that used to work at a larger local firm. It is also a women-owned firm, primary women, majority owners of the firm. And they do have uniquely a working relationship with the lawyer in Michigan who brought a successful case in Michigan in federal court on behalf of Michigan counties on the same issue. So to be able to piggyback on his work at Michigan and on the systems he's developed to mine the Register of Deeds data to determine the correct damage amounts. And so for that reason, we think, last comment I would make is this is a contingency fee contract with, frankly, no cost to the county should the suit be unsuccessful. You don't get many good gambling odds like that.
Supervisor Weishan had the floor, and then Roderick.
Okay, great. No, I'm glad that this has come up. I don't think people actually in this country actually really realize the magnitude of this, about how with the securitizations of mortgages and how they sliced and diced them, how local governments have been cheated out of their fair share of transfer fees, and that this has thrown, you know, the rightful ownership and title of property and bank foreclosures and stuff into huge chaos. I think this is just one first step in this, and I'm looking forward to a long road on this, because I think that you're, through this court action, you're going to really dive into the reasons what caused the financial crisis in 2008 and how local governments have been ripped off across the country. So I would move approval at this time.
Supervisor Broderick, I don't know if you still had anything left.
Some of the ground was covered right there, but I would ask if the 180 anticipated potential recovery is less attorney fees, or is that?
That's prior to attorney.
Prior to attorney fees. And what would it be less attorney fees?
Well, the proposal that we have is a contingency fee that's staged such that be 25% of the gross recovery if the case settles prior to or within the first 90 days following the filing of the litigation, 30% after those 90 days, and 33% if the case settles after a trial or an event of a verdict. So the typical contingency fee, sure, in a commercial case is closer to 40%, in personal injury cases typically 33%. We've tried to get it down a little bit lower in the, you know, having sensitivities to the fact that it's the public trust that we're representing.
Thank you.
I know we have a motion for approval. I just wanted to ask the young lady if she had anything she wanted to say.
I'd be happy to. So, Chairman, committee, thanks for having us here, and thanks for the opportunity to represent you if you decide to do that. I think everyone accurately stated the nature of the case, and I certainly agree with the comments about wanting to recoup these fees on behalf of the counties. I think it is really important to recognize our close working relationship with the Michigan lawsuit. They've been very successful. They've been very successful in a number of ways that I think can take some burden off the county as well. They know how to mine the data, how to take a little bit of the work out of Mr. Lefebvre's hands, hopefully, and get the damages numbers calculated on our end. So we're not tying up county resources in doing that as well. They've also obviously been very successful in the correct arguments, and frankly have given us a really good insight as to what the arguments coming back will be on the other side. I think that's a huge advantage out of the starting gate to know what the opponent's arguments will be coming back, and I think we're well prepared for that and well situated because of that case. I would love to represent you. Our firm would love to represent you, and we thank you for the consideration. Do you have any questions?
Okay, Attorney Brady.
I just had two quick comments. One is with respect to the firm, and it really isn't directly relevant to this case, but just for your information, Mr. Hanson in his prior law firm was part of the team that represented the county in the Mercer litigation. And so,
good job. we should have doubled the settlement, by the way, but I digress.
And the other thing is that the intention, and Mr. LaFave can speak to this, the intention is we are the biggest county, obviously, in terms of transfers of real estate. And so there are other counties in the state who are looking to us to take this lead and fully intend to join into us, whether voluntarily or involuntarily, through a class action. And I know Mr. LaFave has talked to other register of deeds who want to do that, but for them it's not cost effective if we aren't part of it or if we aren't the leader.
Very good. Thank you. If there's no further commentary, Madam Clerk, please call a roll.
Harris.
She's excused.
Johnson.
Aye.
Weishan.
Aye.
Broderick.
Aye.
Sanfilippo.
Aye.
Mr. Chair.
Aye.
5 ayes, 0 noes.
Okay. I'm going to look to Supervisor Johnson, who's going to make the motion to go into closed session.